Russia is observing a day of mourning after at least 133 people were killed on Friday evening in an attack on a concert venue in Moscow. More than 140 people were also injured when gunmen entered the Crocus City Hall and fired at people indiscriminately before setting the building on fire. The Islamic State group has said that it is behind the attack. It's posted highly graphic footage of the attack, showing the gunmen opening fire on several people. We can talk now to Professor Donika O'Bakon, who lectures on post-Soviet politics at Dublin City University. Donika O'Bakon, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Islamic State, as we have said, has posted its own footage of this attack in Moscow on Friday night. Does that lend credibility to the claim that it was the group responsible for this attack?
It does lend a lot of credibility to this. And you have to remember that the US intelligence warned of this a couple of weeks ago, that Russia was facing an attack from the very same organization. And the organization has claimed responsibility, as your report indicates. They've posted online, you know, footage from of the attackers before the attack, during the attack, after the attack. So the only country, it seems, that has difficulty in recognizing that this was an attack by ISIS on Russia is Russia itself, or at least the Kremlin regime surrounding Vladimir Putin, who has tried to implicate Ukraine in this attack.
Why would the Islamic State want to attack Moscow?
Well, partly ideological. They have said that they're fighting essentially infidels. They are happy to see many Christians die. And in that sense, they're a threat to, you know, countries in Europe. They're a threat to the United States. It's not just Russia. But there's also a geopolitical dimension as well. I mean, ISIS would see the Kremlin as having Muslim blood on its hands, whether it be in Afghanistan or Chechnya, or its intervention in Syria, for example, which, of course, was to protect Bashar al-Assad from Islamic State, or in Mali. There is that aspect to it. And of course, the Kremlin has been forming a warmer relationship with the Taliban in recent times as well, which is another rival of Islamic State. So there are a number of reasons why, Russia and indeed the regime there would be a threat, a target for Islamic State.
And we know, as you mentioned there, Donika, that the Russian President Vladimir Putin was warned by the United States that an attack of this nature was imminent, and he dismissed it. This will be seen, I presume, as a huge security failure then in Russia.
Oh, absolutely. It's a major blow to Putin's image and brand in Russia. I mean, it comes only a few days after a carefully orchestrated election victory, which was designed to project, overwhelming power and control of society. And, Putin has branded himself as a strong man who, security is his strongest suit. So this, he will be under huge pressure to act decisively and vigorously. And in a way, blaming ISIS would... it's not a target, I think, that would lend itself to Putin. I think it's much better to blame Ukraine, because Ukraine is seen as supported by the West. So he's dealing with a much bigger and sophisticated opponent. Whereas if it's ISIS, it suggests that he simply cut his eye off the ball and, as I said, didn't listen to the warnings and isn't in control. And his security forces are not in control of the domestic security situation.
And that blame that he's levelling at Ukraine, it comes in the form of saying that the gunmen that were detained by Russian authorities were attempting to flee across the border into Ukraine. Would Ukraine have any strategic interest in being involved in an attack like this?
Not at all, because, and they've said that quite explicitly, and President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed his people last night. If for no other reason that their support in the West would dry up if they were involved in these types of terrorist attacks in Russia. And so they said that they will defeat Russia on the battlefield, that they don't engage in this type of terrorism. But the narrative that has been spun by Vladimir Putin, that Ukraine was opening a window, as he put it, for these assailants to escape, just doesn't seem to make sense. Because, they would be, if they were heading towards Ukraine and trying to cross the border, they would be meeting, hundreds of thousands of troops and essentially a war zone. It's not the most likely place for anybody to escape to. So Ukraine doesn't have the motive, and it doesn't really have the capabilities as well, to a certain extent, to facilitate getting terrorists out of Russia into Ukraine.
All right. DCU Professor Donika O'Bakon, thank you very much indeed for talking to us today.